When God speaks to you, it changes your life, doesn't it? It'll change you forever. If we would only learn to trust Him, be obedient to His Word, who knows what He has for you and me, right? I mean, if you'd have asked me 20 years ago, if you'd have said, you know, Thurman, one day God's going to have you teaching a healing school and see Him do miracles and all this stuff, you know what I'd have told you? What tree did you fall out of? You know, what tree did you fall out of on your head? I'm going to be teaching a healing school. I ain't never seen nobody heal. God says, I know, but you don't have any idea what I have planned for you in the future. Little did I know what I had planned for me in the future. And I'm glad He don't tell me. I'm glad He don't. I mean, that's just like somebody said, did you have any idea the day that your wife and daughter got killed in that car wreck that was going to happen? I said, had no idea. And I'm really glad I had no idea. I don't want to know those kind of things. I want God to be God. I had no idea the battle that I was going to fight the next few days and weeks and months. I had no idea that, just like my wife now, Cheryl, she tells me that was my worst day and my best day. She said, of course, you lost your wife and your daughter, but that also was your best day because it gave you the greatest faith walk, and that faith walk has touched millions of people. So, hey, Lord, You're the King. And if that miracle that You did and allowed me to walk through it has touched that many people and changed that many people's life, then, Lord, we're all just Yours. After all, my wife and my daughter got to go home to graduate to be with Jesus. And how many of you know that heaven is a wonderful place? Amen. Do you really believe it's a wonderful place? Amen. If you really believe it's a wonderful place, then one day all of us that believe in Jesus are going to get to go to that place. Amen. You know, we're going to get to go. You know, and praise God that we're going to get to go. You know, I'd hate to think I had to live on this old fallen, broken up, tore up earth forever, wouldn't you? I mean, like this, with all the problems and tests and trials every day, how would you think that you were going to live like this for the next 1,000 years? I don't want to go there. I don't want to go there. I just, you know, call upon Him and He will answer. I will be with Him in trouble and I will deliver Him and I will honor Him. Verse 16. With long life. Do you like that? With long life will I satisfy Him and show Him my salvation. So now that if we're willing to do what the Lord says and walk holy in His presence and make Him the Most High God our dwelling place, that Psalms 91, everything in that Psalm will work for you. Everything will work for you. Did you like anything you saw in that? Okay. Now then, you got to be obedient. Now then, these critters we're talking about in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, let's look at what Paul, he warned us about these creatures. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, he told us what we... He said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. These are demons. These are invisible spirits that you and I cannot see, but this is our enemy. Now then, you don't have to be afraid of them as long as you're walking in obedience to God's Word. You know, now then, I love to tell this story about this gentleman that one night or one Sunday afternoon, he was sitting right back there, and he said, brother, can I give a testimony? I said, sure. He gets up and he comes up here, and I don't know, that man might be here today. I don't know. But anyway, the man came up, and he said, you see that woman sitting right back there? I said, yes, sir. He said, I've been married to that woman for 50 years. But he said, a couple of weeks ago, me and her got into a serious disagreement. Now, isn't that a shame? But any of y'all been married more than a week or two probably had a serious disagreement somewhere along the line, right? I mean, how many of you in here been married longer than a week that ain't never had a serious disagreement in your life? Oh, no hands. Okay. Everybody has had disagreements, haven't they? Even with the one you love the most, your spouse. Well, he said, and I went to bed angry the other night. He said, I woke up the next morning, I had a serious pain in my back and down my right leg. He said, I got to thinking about what you'd been teaching about these spirit beings and how they move into our bodies and they give us all these pains, and how we as children of God have begun power over these things. So he said, I immediately said, this is just a demon. He said, you devil of hell, in the name of Jesus, I command you to come out of me. He said, when I did that thing, wow. Oh, he said, my leg went into a compulsion. And he said, God, this ain't working. He said, this ain't working. And he said, I said, Lord, what's wrong? And he said, I heard this little voice say, I told you not to go to bed angry. Now, is that written in the Scriptures? In Ephesians? Do not go to bed angry lest you give place to the devil. Is that what he said? So why do we do that then? If God said it, why do we disobey Him? So he said, okay, God, okay, I have to repent, Lord. I got mad at my wife last night, and I did go to bed. I was mad at her when I went to bed. So, Lord, I repent. I know you said repent, and you'll forgive me. So he said, now then, you devil will have come out of me. He said, he crunched me again. I said, oh, God, this still ain't working. Oh, he said, oh, Lord, you told me to love my wife like you love the church. Oh, Lord, I got to repent to her too? So he calls his wife and said, honey, I'm so sorry I got angry at you last night. Do you know some of you girls, when God sends a demon against your husband, that demon can get your husband's attention. You know it? So he said, I repented. And I told her how sorry I was that I got angry with her and everything. Now he's repented to God. He's repented to his wife. So now he says, I go in another room and said, okay, Lord, I've got back in love walk with my wife. I'm back in a love walk with you. Now this devil has got to go now in the name of Jesus. He said, the minute I said, you devil, he said he was gone just that quick. Now then, when do we have power over the devil? When he has no legal claim to us. Now this devil had legal claim to him because he got out of a love walk with his wife, got mad at her, and of course he was angry and went to bed, and God told him in his word, don't go to bed angry lest you give place to the devil. See, we read those scriptures, but we don't believe those scriptures mean what they say. We don't understand, do we? But is that what the scripture says? For we wrestle not... Okay, in Ephesians 4:26, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. What does the next verse say? Is that... Be angry and sin not. Let the sun neither give place to the devil. Isn't that amazing? So what happens when we get angry? We don't dream that that brings sickness and disease upon us. But it does, doesn't it? So here we are, sick and afflicted in the church, get mad at your mate, you know, all having a bad day, or you get mad at a coworker or somebody, or just anybody, a neighbor or a friend, and you're angry and you start talking evil about them. Oh, I'm that old hussy. You know, she's mean. Oh, I'm just, oh, we're just talking. You know, just angry as we can be. And we go to bed mad. The next day we wake up with a pain, or 2 or 3 days later we wake up with a pain, and we never associate the two. That we open the door to a demon. But did God say that? Did God say, husbands, love your wives like Christ loved the church and willing to give His life for her? Did He really say that? You think He meant that? What do you mean you imagine? If God said it, you know He meant it, right? That's why I have to love that girl right there with all my heart. In fact, I've got to tell y'all right here something that happened months and months and months ago. I was trying to do something to please my honey bunny, I thought. And it didn't make her happy at all. And so when we left church that night, I told her what I was doing, and it made her angry instead of happy. I thought, God, what is this? I'm trying to do something nice for my wife, and it made her mad. So I just didn't say a word. We got home, and of course, after church, you know, we ought to be spiritually on a high. Instead, she's trying to read me the riot act, so I just don't say nothing. we get home and she's still upset. Don't hit your wife on the arm there. Me and you done some things just alike, right? There you go. We don't understand these girls. They don't understand us. I tried to do some effort. She was all angry with me. So we get to the ministry center, and I start unloading the car, and she starts taking stuff back to the ministry center, putting stuff up, and she's in there fussing at God. God, this husband you gave me. Because, see, I'm a gift from God, see. Because God gave Cheryl and me to each other. You know, I mean, we wasn't going to get married. And I mean, he just blessed us with each other. And so he gave her a dream, gave me a vision, and told me and her to get married. You know, so, hey, you know, it's not a normal deal. You know, I mean, you just, you know, definitely not a normal deal. You know, whenever she wasn't going with nobody, I ain't going with nobody. We ain't neither one of us even thinking about getting married. And all of a sudden, God tells us to get married. Then the same night, and the next night I asked this woman to marry me, and we ain't never had a date, and she accepts just like that, you know. So, hey, what, you know, I mean, what's a girl to do? That's right. When God tells us to do something. So anyway, she's fussing now about me and God, this man you gave me. That sounds like a case one time when Adam says, God, this woman you gave me, she caused me to sin. We always put the monkey on the other one, right? Sure, we hadn't changed a bit. So she's fussing. God, what am I supposed to do with this man you gave me? And the Lord says, just love him. He spoke to her audibly. Just love him. So that broke through her little crusty heart. She come running out the back door and says, honey, are you out there? I said, yes. And she said, are you coming in soon? I said, just as soon as I get this stuff put up. So I come running. She's crying. And she grabbed me and she said, will you forgive me? I said, of course. I said, what happened? She said, well, I was in there fussing at God for you and asking him what I'm supposed to do with you. And he told me audibly, I'm just to love you. And I looked up and said, thanks, Lord. I sure didn't need that tonight. Is there times when we need help, brother? There's times when we need help. Glory to God.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.